This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Day 11 on the Colorado River. And we're spending a second night here at Bass Camp, where William Wallace and his amazing wife, Ida, raised the first European heritage family in the Grand Canyon. Ida Bass, what an amazing woman. How'd she put up with that old guy anyway? Imagine living in a tent in the bottom of the Grand Canyon, raising three kids, and making sure your husband has starched white shirts to wear every day. Oh, my goodness. Putting up with those clients from back east, doing the cooking, doing the cleaning. Oh, Ida Bass. What an amazing person. Well, there is a trail here. Bass's old trail leads from the river all the way to the North Rim. One of my favorites, for sure. And even though I've been here quite a few times, I'm not disappointed. In fact, I'm going to go for the gusto today. Pretty much the entire crew hikes up over a ridge of the Vishnu Schist and Zoroaster granite and over into Shinumu Creek. And we all gather up at the site of Bass's lower camp on the north side of the river. There's a huge slew of artifacts, hundreds of artifacts here. Kettles and pickaxe heads and wire and metal of all shapes and sorts and sizes, as well as bottles. Oh, those old boys liked their snake oil, didn't they? But I leave everybody behind. It's going to be a solo day for me. And I head up creek a bit, forgetting that JP, our trip trail runner extraordinaire, tripped on up the trail way earlier than the rest of us. And so I'm heading up creek, and at a crossing, I stop and meditate for a bit after I've left the crowd behind. And I get up to go, and I'm going moving real slow, and I'm looking at tracks in the sand. And I look up, and there's JP real quietly watching me just 15 feet away, because I was so intent on these critter tracks and JP's tracks there in the sand. And he's ready to head back, but I'm going to keep going. And it's a famous spot, which is my turnaround goal, in the Tapeats Narrows. Narrows so narrow that if two people hold hand to hand, either one touches the wall on either side. Three stories up in the crack is a chalk stone the size of a semi-truck cab. The Cole brothers photographed this, about 100 years ago, and it became an iconic shot of the Grand Canyon. And that's my goal. And as I get up into the narrows, I'm thinking that maybe it's a little much after 10 days of sitting on the raft. But I get there, and sure enough, there's only enough battery left in my camera for one picture. But I get the picture, and I turn around and head back down. The last one back into camp that evening. The journal reads, "Tired, sore ankles, 10 miles plus." But William Wallace, what a place to build a trail. And Ida, what a place to raise a family. And Emery and Ellsworth, what a place to take a picture. Looking forward to seeing you on one of those long solo days. This has been Arizona Trails.